With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Communities around the world have begun welcoming 2025. Auckland became the first major city to celebrate. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to ring in the new year, with midnight in New Zealand striking 18 hours before the big ball drop in Times Square in New York. American Samoa will be among the last to welcome 2025, a full 24 hours after New Zealand. Israel's military says it intercepted a missile fired toward the country by Yemen's Houthi rebels, setting off sirens late Monday in central areas, including Tel Aviv. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network that the Houthis are an international security threat in the Middle East.
The Houthis they're a proxy of Iran that continues to make the Red Sea a very dangerous place for international transportation.
The Houthis have been firing drones and missiles at Israel, as well as attacking shipping in the Red Sea corridor. The Iranian-backed group says its attacks won't stop until Israel agrees to a ceasefire in the Gaza. Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea will conduct safety inspections of all Boeing series aircraft after that big crash on Sunday that killed 179 people.
Video of the crash indicated that the pilots did not deploy flaps or slats to slow the aircraft, suggesting a possible hydraulic failure. Joo Jong-won, chief of South Korea's aviation policy, said at a news conference that there are 101 B-737-800 series planes being operated in the country and that they are looking at conducting investigations of those planes. I'm Donna Water.
And on Wall Street, stocks lower, the Dow dropping 48 points, the Nasdaq off 91. This is SRN News. 2024 was the year that the UMC finally made a decision.
Leaders of the denomination had been embracing gay marriage and homosexual ordination for years, but they finally decided to change the rule book. In the spring, delegates to the UMC General Conference voted to amend the Book of Discipline to allow same-sex marriages in the churches, finalizing a schism that had been going on publicly for some time. Hundreds of churches and thousands of individuals have quit the UMC over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria civil war left one of the world's oldest synagogues partially destroyed. Now Syria's handful of remaining Jews are making pilgrimages to the building in a Damascus suburb where people from throughout the region once came to pray. Syria used to have one of the world's largest Jewish communities, but in past decades their numbers dropped to just 9 in the capital. The Jobar Synagogue dates back nearly 3,000 years. This is SRN News. Democrat defections continue in Florida.
A second state lawmaker is switching her party affiliation, joining the Republican caucus. Hillary Cassell says Florida Democrats are out of touch with voters, and she stands a better chance of advancing her priorities in the GOP camp. Earlier, Democrat Susan Valdez announced her switch to the GOP. With Cassell's switch, Republicans will expand their supermajority to an 87-33 margin over Democrats in the state House. Rich Thomason reporting.
The FBI warning sports leagues about crime organizations targeting professional athletes. It comes following a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. ABC News obtained an FBI report outlining how homes are targeted for burglary due to the perception they may have high-end goods like designer handbags, jewelry, and watches. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.